Blog Talk Radio.
If there is anyone out there who still doubts that America is a place where all things are possible, who still wonders if the dream of our founders is alive in our time, who still questions the power of our democracy, tonight is your answer.
Brown Sugar Radio is the food for your soul, enriching lives with many possibilities. We embrace and uplift our community with love, laughter, and inspiration. Today, I encourage you to keep learning, keep smiling, but most of all, keep striving to make your dreams come true. It's time to believe in yourself and walk into your new journey. Buckle your seatbelts for another exciting segment on the hottest urban show on the internet. It's time to get up, Brown Sugar Radio Lord listeners. We've got work to do.
Well, hello there and good evening. This is a late night special, and I want to let all of my Brown Sugar Radio loyal listeners know that, yes, we are having a show today. I promised, I don't care what time I have to do it, if it's 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 2 o'clock, I'm going to get the job done. I made a commitment to have a show every Thursday, and that's exactly what I'm doing every single Thursday, coming to you live. Up close and personal, it's your girl, Brown Sugar, your radio host, holding it down here Thursday night live. How are you this evening? I actually miss doing my evening shows. It was really nice, kind of like a way to unwind throughout the day and just have that peace of mind, you know, just really having that woosah moment. And so I just want to let all of you know that today is another fabulous day. I'm so grateful for the year of 2012. We have some wonderful things that are going to take place this year because we're achieving them. We're going to write them down, and we're going to work our plan, and we're going to make sure that we do what we have to do in order for our goals and dreams to come to pass. Tonight I'm going to talk about having a new body, a new mind, everything from, you know, taking care of your skin. And I want to get into, which I absolutely loved and I want to share it with my listeners, Dr. Oz's 28-day plan to renew your body, mind, and soul. And so we're going to get into that in just a few. But before I do so, I have to open up my chat box and say hello there. All right. So we're going to make it do what it do. This is a short, sweet segment tonight. It's a 15-minute show, and I wanted to, like I said, just as long as I'm in your face, in your ears, on your computer, on your computer screen, whatever it takes, I just want to make sure that I'm up close and personal with you, because my commitment is to air, and that's exactly what I'm going to do, is come and give you a show that I feel is going to have some substance in your life and something meaningful that can make you a better person. So let's get into Dr. Oz's 28-day plan to renew your mind, body, and soul. One of the things that I thought was fascinating is that he says, for grand promises, you know, commit to making small steps. If you want to, let's say, lose 30 pounds, you know, in three weeks. You know, that might be realistic for some, but for others, it may take 3 months. So we have to chop it up into small goals and say, I can lose 3 pounds a week instead of 30 in 3 weeks. Another goal is maybe for education, if you want to go to school and, you know, start to have that opportunity to do some great things in your life, well, if you want to make some changes, you got a career change, or you just want, you have a new passion in your life, you know, instead of taking courses, instead of taking classes and committing to going to school full time, maybe you can go part time. So just know that you have the ability. God has given us all the ability inside to create whatever it is that we desire. So as Dr. Oz speaks about the 28 days plan to renew your mind, body, and soul, he talks about every day having a mindset of success, having a mindset of things that you can do that are manageable, that you can take small steps toward in order to have a longer, fuller life. And I do believe that that's very, very necessary in order to have a new you and to feel like you're on purpose for your destiny. On day one, he speaks about going green, having green tea. Tea leaves are, you know, very, very good for you. They have highly concentrated, powerful antioxidants, and studies have shown that drinking green tea could possibly lower your risk for some cancers. Others also are stating that, you know, downing multiple cups of green tea can lower the bad cholesterol, which is the LDL. It can promote weight loss, and I just think that it's an awesome thing that if you drink green tea, I noticed, seriously, now, studies have shown that, I know in China and in Asia, they drink a ton of green tea, and they have longevity in their lives. And I believe that that is also a key to, you know, eat, as far as eating right and making sure that you stay hydrated with antioxidants. It prevents you from aging twice as fast. On day two, he talks about indulging in dark chocolate. Studies have shown that dark chocolates are actually rich in antioxidants. It's found in the cocoa. It helps to improve your circulation, which increases the blood flow to the brain. And so that is an awesome, yes, yes, flavonoids are awesome. If you consume 720 milligrams a day, they're stating that this can also dramatically improve your life. Interesting, huh? Cooking for your heart. These are some of the key ingredients you want to make sure that you cook with. Wild salmon, tomatoes, garlic, and lima beans all are heart-healthy foods. These will help your veins and arteries. They're going to promote blood flow throughout the body, and this is what it takes in order to have a healthy heart. Amazing, huh? On day four, he talks about forgiving someone. Studies show that forgiveness can lower blood pressure and heart rate and reduce depression, anxiety, and anger. Forgiveness is letting go of the hope that the past can be changed. On day five, he speaks about memorizing a poem. He says, give yourself a good cognitive boost that can help invigorate your spirit by using poetry. I like love poems personally myself. Day six, get busy and getting busy. He says that sex is not only beneficial for your relationship, people who enjoy it twice a week may get a boost to their immune system. Huh, according to Wilkes University study, he says women that are less satisfied sexually are more likely to have plaque buildup in their arteries. The most common roadblock people complain about is a busy schedule. He says get around it by picking up your planner and scheduling a date with your partner. Wow. The buildup will compensate for the lack of spontaneousness. And remember, no partner doesn't mean no when it comes to sex. It just means they might be busy. So this is about health and happiness. Don't be afraid to take care of yourself. Awesome. Day seven, write every bit. Scribble, scribble, scribble. Write, 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 write. Writing, speaking sparks, giving you that opportunity, that outlet to express how you feel. Day eight, sweat, even just a bit. You'll be surprised how much exercise really can do a body good. If you have 30 minutes, take a brisk walk, you know, and just Focus on your heart. Focus on the blood flowing. Focus on being in a good space. Think about happy, positive things. If you can go hiking, if you can ride a bike, if you can just walk around the neighborhood, it is better than sitting on the couch. Amen to that. Day 9, get more sleep. Get more sleep. Sleep is vital in order to have a happy day. It is vital in order to have your body function the way that God intended it to function. Day 10, it says meditate. Long embrace moments, you know, and embrace those times. If you got 20 minutes, 30 minutes, let all the negativity go. It will release bad cholesterol. It'll lower your blood pressure. If you just sit solo for 5 minutes, focus on all the blessings that God has given you. That's what's going to make a difference in your life. Don't eat junk food before going to bed. 76% of the people that have strokes usually ate 70 minutes prior to bedtime. Interesting, huh? Don't get to snacking too late. Day 12, know your portions. In America, we love big houses, big cars, and most of all, big meals. But you can't break the cycle of overeating. That is something you don't want to develop, a bad habit of overeating. So make sure your portion sizes should be the size of your fist, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, this is getting good, huh? Count your paces. Taking 10,000 steps a day is associated with everything from a slimmer frame to better blood pressure levels to increased insulin sensitivity. Day 14, we're moving right along here. Interview your relatives. Get to know your family history. Some important things that you need to know about hypertension. Check your blood pressure every year. Breast cancer. The American Institute of Cancer estimates that 38% of breast cancer cases could be prevented by maintaining a healthy weight, exercising, and drinking less alcohol. Diabetes. Commit to losing belly fat, a predictor of the disease. And post-premenopausal women, strength training is especially important because muscle, as we age, you lose it. So it's better to actually do strength training because you actually burn more calories than fat. Take the right pills. Make sure that you have the right prescription and that you are not mixing and matching your medications. Having the right health care provider. Making sure that you receive enough of the proper multivitamins. Calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D are all very important in order to contributing to the success of your overall health. On day 16, Dr. Oz speaks about calculating your BMI. All right. Now, this is how you do it. You want to divide the weight in pounds by your height in inches squared. Then multiply that figure by 703. Okay, I know, I'm going to repeat it. Divide your weight in pounds. Let's say if you weigh 100 pounds, okay, and your height is 5'7". What you want to do is that you're going to multiply that number. After you divide your weight by your height, then you're going to simply multiply that figure by 703. The goal you should have, you want to have at least, you want to say between 25 and 29 pounds. 0.9 indicates that you're overweight. 30 means that you're obese. So if you keep your number, let's say, below 25, that is the target that you want to be considering for your frame and your weight. All right? On day 17, Dr. Oz goes on to speak about having small substitutions throughout your day. You know, not large, but, you know, you want to make sure that you have good long-term goals and rewards for achieving the short-term goals. On day 18, he says, pass the popcorn. This is the thing. You can eat 9 potato chips or 3 cups of air-popped popcorn and put a quarter cup of the kernels in a paper lunch bag, all right, and fold over the top. The thing is, you don't want to have excessive cravings and you don't want to eat things that are like a whole bag of chips that may have a ton of salt in it. So it's better to have air-popped, fiber-packed popcorn, which is better overall for your digestive system, and it's healthier in the long run. Watch the salt also. Pack your lunch instead of going out to eat. For those of you who love to go out to eat, it's important to make sure that you pack a healthy meal. And studies are showing, Cornell's University is saying that individuals that pack their lunch actually have healthier eating habits. So I guess we got to cut out the Burger King and all that McDonald's, huh? Day 20, he says, automate your breakfast. Grapefruit with Greek yogurt is a combination. It's a healthy dose of vitamin C, and it has lycopene in it. And what it does is this is an antioxidant and an anti-cancer benefit. It also has probiotics, and this is good bacteria, for those of you who don't know what probiotics are, but this helps to aid in digestion as well as boost your immunity. Day 21, purge your pantry. Get rid of anything that has the word that ends in oath, all right, O-S-E. Example, he says all the added sugars, okay, like glucose, lactose, all these extra things, instead of having your fruit or your vegetables, these are things that could be high in fat, or these are things that can certainly contribute to diabetes, cholesterol, just anything that you know that you don't want to put in your body. You have to take the opportunity in your life to make sure that anything that you know that is not healthy or that's going to make you overweight, it's okay to use it in moderation, but we don't want that to be an everyday part of your life. Call an old friend on day 22. Makes you feel a whole lot better. Never underestimate the impact of a loved one or someone special. Day 23, clean to protect. Clean to protect. Making sure that you floss. Take care of your teeth. Make sure that you gargle. You know, make sure that you go see your dentist on the regular, because they're stating that, I want to say, is it the American Heart Association? I don't know if it's the Dental Association or the American Heart, but either way, I'm sure they both can agree that poor dental hygiene is linked to heart disease. So it is vital that you take the opportunity when you have the chance to go to the dentist, you know, and get your teeth worked on and make sure that you're healthy. Day 24, look before you flush. Now, this is interesting. Wondering what's really going on in your digestive system? Look no further than your toilet bowl. The size and color of your stool can reveal whether you should make dietary changes. Small, hard stools can indicate a lack of fiber. Or you can also check for serious illnesses. Now, I'm going to give you the three colors that can be red flags. And go, please, if you are experiencing any of these three, I know this show is longer than 15 minutes. I apologize. Dr. Oz has some real deep stuff on here, so I'm putting it out there for my listeners because I want you to know, as far as the 28 days, how you can become better as far as your mind, body, and soul. Number one, though, if you have stool that's red, that means you're bleeding in your lower gastrointestinal tract. That is not a good sign. If it's green, that means that can be a sign for Crohn's disease. If it's cream, that could be a gallbladder dysfunction. If it's white, it could be a pancreas dysfunction or mean pancreatic cancer. If it's black, that means you have bleeding in the upper gastrointestinal tract. So please, I know sometimes people may think that's gross and that's disgusting, but it's your body, and what comes out of your body is really important to see what's going in the body and how the body is functioning. Day 25, practice saying no. You've heard it 100 times before, just say no. But Dr. Al says, I'm going to tell you again because I believe it's a very, very important matter. If you're stressed out, if you can't do it, don't commit to something you cannot do. Imbalancing your life can cause chronic stress disorders, which could lead to death. Stress kills. Learn the art of saying no. Day 26, stretch. It's super important to have flexibility and making sure that your body gets stronger. All you need to do is have 7 to 10 minutes a day to get out the bed. You can even make up your own routine. Or Dr. Oz has one on his site. You can either go to Oprah.com or go to Dr. Oz's website and check out his morning stretch routine. Day 27, pledge never to be hungry. Try finding nutritious snacks when you're on the go, because if not, you're setting yourself up for failure. Always travel with satisfying, healthy snacks. And day 28, which is my favorite of all, spread kindness. Helping a stranger with directions, hold the elevator doors open, unburdening someone struggling to pull their groceries to the car. Just lending a helping hand can boost your mood. A recent study out of the University of California, San Diego, suggests that random acts of kindness can also be contagious. So, hey, share what a stranger can do for you, you could do for someone else. It's truly important to make sure that we make the world a better place one day at a time by us becoming a better person one day at a time. So I love that. Dr. Oz, Oprah, right on it. Phenomenal. Now, skincare. This has been one of my focuses for this year, and I want to read six skincare resolutions for the new year. Wow, can I talk today? number one, it says protect your skin from everyday sun. Now, living out here in Vegas Valley, the heat is prone. It is fire. It is flaming. With the heat, you want to make a commitment to protect your skin from UV damage. You have to wear a sunscreen under makeup, or for men, make sure you wear it underneath maybe a moisturizer, or have it included in your moisturizer of at least an SPF of 15. That's the least you can do. You'll notice a difference in your skin will become more youthful throughout the year by protecting it from these horrible UV rays. Number two, throw out outdated skincare products, makeup that has not been used in a while, or outdated skincare products may be hosting bacteria and can cause breakouts. So open those medicine cabinets and empty out your makeup bag. And if you haven't touched a skincare product or piece in a few months, it's time to say goodbye. Trust me, your skin will say thank you later. But my ladies, sleeping without makeup is number three. Sleeping without makeup, not removing your makeup, is one of the worst things that you can do when it comes to having a skincare routine. Makeup clogs your pores and can even make your complexion look dull. Wash, tone, and moisturize your skin every night before you go to bed this year. Exfoliate. This is one of my favorites. I actually enjoy when I do get the opportunity to go to a day spa and get a facial. I love it when they put the mask on or when they use scrubs on my face. This step most people skip as a part of their skincare routine, but exfoliating at least once a week with the home facial scrub, you'll see an immediate difference. If you can make it to the office, try the microdermabrasion, or they have sets that you can purchase, I'm sure, at any drugstore, chemical peels, or hydrofacial. Peels, in particular, can take years off your face. Number five, consult with a trained professional before pursuing an anesthetic service, such as Botox or dermafillers. Now, minimal invasive procedures, including Botox or dermafillers, can continue to grow in popularity. I cannot talk tonight. Continue to grow in popularity throughout the nation. But not every physician is trained to perform these procedures, so make sure that your physician has the credentials and they can validate they have extensive experience using the products they have recommended. And number six, this one has really this should be number one. This should be the most important of all, is manage stress. Manage stress, manage stress. Stress affects your health and over time can cause an overproduction of oil and inflammation, which results in bad skin. Relieve stress this year by taking a walk, going to a yoga class, or taking up a hobby. You will stay happier, your health will improve, and it will reflect on your beautiful skin. So I hope that this segment has been helpful to you. Just wanted to share some tips, what we can do to make a better you. Thank you so much for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio. I appreciate your time, and I am signing out. I hope you have a fabulous day. And before I end, I want to let you know that a couple that prays together stays together is my quote. I like to always end with a positive quote. And just know that whatever you're going through in your life, whether you're married or whether you're in a long-term relationship or if you just got into a relationship, just know that a couple that prays together stays together. All right? So give all your burdens to the Lord. Don't even worry about trying to figure some stuff out on your own, because sometimes you just can't, you know? I loved it best when Mary House said, those things that are secret belong to God. So certain things in life we'll never know the answer to. But what I do know is that prayer changes things. Have a fantastic day. I appreciate, or I should say evening. And I just appreciate you tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. Make it a fantastic day.
Brown Sugar Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio.
That's where it's happening.
The most impressive show
on internet radio.
Brown Sugar Radio.
You don't want to miss a segment of excitement.
We have the hottest celebrities, interviews,
and gossip.
Breathtaking topics, the latest fashion,
health and beauty tips.
Underground hip hop and R&B.
And artists to make you groove, and the best fans to chat with.
Come and chill with the girl Brown Sugar every Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I'm gonna take my time.